praise the Lord, Jackie Jett is back. Boy, what this city, what this country, what this world has been missing without me. I can only imagine. I mean, I wasn't here to be able to experience what the world was like without me. But it was, I must have been horrible. You know, as you know, we've got Brother Harry Hardwick on the line, who is by far my spiritual advisor, not only to myself, but to the Jackie Jett Show. Are you there, Brother Harry?
I am, Jack. I'm always pleased to be with you.
Thank you so much. As you know, Brother, I recently had to have a quadruple bypass surgery. Evidently, I'm not as close to Jesus as you are, because I understand the good Lord cleans out your pipes daily.
Jack, I gotta be honest with you. Until I heard recently that you had heart disease, it never occurred to me that you even had a chance to be an evangelical Christian. I thought you were one of them godless secular vegans or something, spending your day desecrating Jesus and masticating bean sprouts. But apparently you eat so much junk and saturated fat, you could transition into an evangelical lifestyle with no discernible difference in your diet.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm telling you, a deep-fried pork rind is to a Baptist what one of them stale styrofoam wafers is to those boy-buggering Catholics. Heart disease is not a punishment from Jesus, my friend, no. It's just his little way of saying, I'm getting impatient for you to get up here, boy. Of course, in your case, he may have just been trying to kill you, but...
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it that Jesus clogs some hearts and leaves others so open that a bag of Red Hot Cheetos could get through?
Well, if there's anything I've learned from studying the Bible, it is that there is no way to predict whom the Lord is going to save and whom he's going to put through an agonizing death. Of all the people on the planet, he selected Noah to survive the great flood. And what does Noah do afterwards? He gets so drunk on wine that he strips naked and exposes himself to his son. Of all the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, God picked Lot to save because, as Jesus later noted, Lot was a righteous man. Righteous, yeah. He first offered his daughters to be raped by a mob. Then he molested them himself and got them pregnant. These were the good guys in God's eyes.
Wow.
God is a lot like that prison warden in Schindler's List who sat on the balcony and picked off Jews one at a time with a rifle.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing reminds me of that short story, The Lottery, by Shirley Jackson, where all the people of the town drew straws once a year to determine who was going to be stoned to death.
Right.
There's no rhyme or reason to God's killing. We just know he's not going to do it all at once, because then he would have no entertainment left.
Right. Well, you know, I had gotten down on my knees, and I prayed so hard and so long. And do you think maybe the Lord wasn't listening because I was in a Presbyterian hospital? I mean, maybe it would have been safer had I been at a Baptist, or better yet, a Pentecostal hospital.
Well, given your depraved lifestyle, Jack, I suspect when you got down on your knees, the Lord thought it was for a very different activity. You may never have heard of the prayers. Though you certainly would have been better off in a Baptist hospital, but not a Pentecostal one.
Uh-huh.
Them Pentecostals think snakes are the answer to everything.
Yep.
The doctor might have just attached leeches to your chest to draw the demons out of your heart. And as Baptists, we know that is utterly ridiculous. Demon removal requires a lot more than leeches.
Well, I know that one thing it requires is to visit Betty Bowers in the Landover Baptist Church to find out more about what's going on and to purchase what I think is more Jesus trinkets. And I think have we got an audio of a message from Betty?
We do have an audio.
Let's play that, because Betty has a very important message for all of us that we should all be paying attention to it. Can we roll that, please, Brother David?
Here's a well-known fact. All you unsaved trash out there have no idea what constitutes a Bible-based marriage. And here's a little-known secret. Neither do Christians. And that's why the Lord has called upon me, America's best Christian, to teach all of you his definition of marriage. Pay close attention, because he's rather inventive. In the beginning of time, say, 6,000 years ago, God created one man and one woman, They had two children, both had penises. He might inquisitively ask, Lord, if Adam and Eve only had boys, where did the grandchildren come from? Trust me, you're not going to like his reply. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, one woman, and the son she seduces after he's killed his only brother. A family that slays and lays together, stays together. True story. Abraham, the father of three faiths, true, but total rubbish, married his sister. As if that wasn't sordid enough, bloody sister Sarah invited Abraham to have sex with her maid, someone named Hagar. That's an appallingly butch name. A Bible-based marriage is between one man and his sister. And the help. Goodness me, Lord, the help? Doing the help? I don't even speak to mine. Wait, what's the Lord's favorite way to punish a man who rapes an unmarried virgin? Anyone? Marriage, yes. A Bible-based marriage is between one woman and a rapist. Mazel tov. Remember how God turned Lot's wife into a total kosher salt? So a Bible-based marriage can sometimes be between one man and a kitchen condiment. Bon appetit! So what do you do if you run out of close relatives or servants to marry? Well, the rather crafty Lord has a fabulous tip. Just drive over to the nearest town and murder everyone who either has a penis or has seen one. Then just round up all the virgins who are left. Of course, you don't need to take a big truck if you try this in, say, America. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, a gal who's kidnapped and raped right after a brother, father, mother, and bloody sister are slaughtered. Remember, in the Bible, it's not rape if the man says, I do. King David had a fabulous collection of wives and a harem absolutely chock full of athletic concubines, whom the Lord had raped by David's son because the Lord was in a snit over some drama concerning that troublemaking tramp Bathsheba. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, a woman, another woman, yet another woman, a few more women, an adulterer, and a pack of raped whores. In a galling show of one-upmanship, David's son, King Solomon, had 700 wives, and because God loves to round up, 300 concubines, which are really just live-in whores. A Bible-based marriage is between one man and, frankly, enough booty to make a Mormon compound seem quaintly understaffed. So what do you do when you can't afford even one wife, much less a pack of in-house hookers, but you still have your little heart set on having a son? Well, the Lord surely suggests that you inveigle a slave into violating your daughter. Voila! Problem solved. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, daddy's little girl, and the slave daddy hired to rape her. Try getting a Hallmark card for that. The whole concept of marriage apparently bored bachelor Jesus to tears, other than encouraging his buddies to abandon their wives. About all Jesus said on the subject was that once you do it, that's it, no running off to Babylon to get a divorce. So clearly, in the Bible, you can have as many wives as you want, just as long as you have them all at once. So let's recap the Lord's idea of the perfect marriage. It is between one man and his sister. And a rapist, kitchen condiment, gal who's kidnapped and raped two more women, an adulterer, and a pack of raped whores. 700 wives, 300 concubines, and the help. And a son who has murdered his brother. But it is not between one man and another man. Because, well, that would be immoral.
Oh, that is so true. Brother Harry, that's such an important message that Betty's trying to get out there. Do you think America is listening?
Well, I hope so, Jack. I have to tell you, the video is what everybody should see also. She shows vividly what the Lord has in store for us on marriage. But I think she's effectively captured God's word on the subject.
Right.
As long as there is a penis person on one side and no penis person on the other, you can have as many and as varied marital partners as you want.
You know what she's done is she's put it in simple layman's terms where even the whitest of white trash could understand it.
Absolutely.
It sounds like Club Med.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. Now, you're right. You can watch the video. It's hysterical. You can just type in, go to YouTube and type in Betty Bowers. And you can also find more interesting bumper stickers and T-shirts at cafepress.com/Betty Bowers. That ties into a lot of this traditional marriage.
You know, has Betty Bowers or Landover ever thought of opening a hospital?
Oh, goodness me. Landover Baptist Hospital for the Saved has been open for decades. And we are on the cutting edge of creation science. The hospital is run by Dr. Jonathan Watkins. I think we talked about him once before. Dr. Watkins earned his honorary medical degree by reciting all of the begats of the Old Testament in reverse order.
Wow.
Our hospital emphasizes the power of prayer as a cure for most ailments and, of course, a way to avoid pesky malpractice suits.
Right.
In fact, our doctor's motto is, always avoid surgery and you'll never be accused of perjury.
Well, James, we'll be right back with more of Brother Harry Hardwick and his life-saving ways. Right after this.
Right. And go to www.landoverbaptist.org or landoverbaptist.com to learn more about Betty Bowers and Brother Harry. Stay tuned for more of the talk you've been missing. Collection plate for Landover Baptist. It's always a pleasure when we have Brother Harry Hardwick on, known throughout the Christian world as the Bible Answer Man. Brother Harry's fire and brimstone sermons are wildly popular as he holds the record for filling the most number of souls with the Holy Spirit while inducing the most convulsions in a single sermon. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Brother Harry, you know, I took your request when I was in the hospital and ask the doctors if it was possible for them to perform a sexual orientation change. As long as they were already had me opened up, I thought they might as well try. And it was a no-go. And I think they tried a little something. I can't tell really if it's kicked in. But I'm making it part of my heart-healthy diet. I'm including fresh vagina and steamed corn on the cob. Do you have any other dietary suggestions?
Well, steamed corn ain't going to help. It'll just bring back bad memories. After all, it's something you homos generally see after your sexual acts. To effectively evoke a hankering for the fragrant delights of the female genitalia, start with something like an artichoke stuffed with tuna fish. I believe we talked about this before. But you have to remember that overcoming the hobby of homosexuality can be difficult. That pastime can be as addictive as a video game. You need managed care for just a $4,000 tithe. Her prices have come down due to the recession.
Okay,
Mrs. Bowers, ex-gay ministry can help. It's called Baptists Are Saving Homosexuals, or BASH for short. In just over a decade, Mrs. Bowers has saved tens of homosexuals from the hobby of homosexuality.
Well, I hope she can save me. I hope she can save me. What books or tapes or videos or trinkets do I need to purchase or we need to purchase from the Betty Bowers store this time in order to ensure our health?
Well, just go to YouTube.com and click on any of her videos, or BettyBowers.com, or LandoverBaptist.com, and click on the store icon on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you'll be feeling better emotionally, at least, in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit that we do not have a video yet entitled How to Preserve the Health of an Over-the-Hill Sodomite with Clogged Arteries. We will get to that in short order.
I hope so. One of my many Christian nurses told me that, you know, the Lord never gives us more than we can handle. And then she threw this huge bitch fit, and because she had to work a double. So the statement was pretty vague. I mean, can you elaborate? Sometimes can Christian nurses be a little hypocritical?
Well, she sounds kind of like Nurse Ratched, to be honest.
God,
I don't know what she's talking about. God made Moses wander the desert for 40 years. My wife couldn't even spend that much time wandering Neiman Marcus. The Lord put Jonah in a whale's body for 3 days, whereas I get claustrophobic in an elevator for more than 3 minutes. The Lord made Noah gather millions of animal species in the world from all seven continents and put them on the ark in a single day. It's all I can do to get our Shih Tzu in the car to go to the vet. I don't know what she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
The Lord gives us all trials and tribulations, Jack.
So that may be just an overstatement on her behalf.
Well, I'm not sure she's a Christian, really.
You know, Jack, you should have given her a copy of Welcome to Jesus Land, formerly the United States of America, Shocking Tales of Depravity, Sex, and Sin, Uncovered by God's Favorite Church, Landover Baptist. It's now in paperback, $17.99 on Amazon.com.
Right. Arnold, do you have any questions for the Reverend? We've got Arnold Wayne Jones here, and I should tell you right off, Brother Harry, that Arnold works for a homosexual newspaper in Dallas called the Dallas Voice, and it does nothing but promote the homosexual lifestyle. Do you have any questions?
Well, I'm more concerned, actually, about the fact that I went to Catholic school and whether that's going to prevent me from going to the Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, that's a double whammy, isn't it, brother?
Well, you're done with them Catholics, right?
Oh, I'm pretty much done with all of them.
Well, I hope so, because, you know, we don't support them idol worshippers one iota. Honestly, I'm surprised if you quit them that you're still involved in lifestyle.
There is a lot of kneeling in dark places in the Catholic faith that kind of reflect exactly what goes on in the bathhouses, too, I find.
They're all a bunch of pope-adoring, ring-kissing, candle-lighting, mackerel-snapping, Mary-loving, altar boy-banging, apparition-spotting idol worshippers, if you ask me.
You know what? I think they need to start one of their home-based Christian business opportunities that you have available and get their sissy kits incorporated from Freehold, Iowa.
Absolutely.
What is a sissy kit, John?
Well, it says opening up a world of hurt meant only to heal, providing Christian parents with de-sissification tools since 1909.
Now, one of the things I'm concerned with, Brother Harry, I'm just a little concerned with, is the doctor that operated on me was a big-time Jew. And during the surgery, he touched my heart, physically touched my heart. Now, does that make me kosher and Jewish? And if so, will the blood of the lamb wash it away? And where do I purchase enough blood of the lamb to cleanse my soul? Does Betty Bowers sell, like, a Purell version of it?
Oh, my. Well, first of all, I can't imagine anyone other than a Jew performing such a complicated surgery. Yes, the Christ killers are going to hell, but that doesn't mean we don't need them while we're still here on Earth. Look, everyone has his place. I'm not particularly fond of all them black girls out there, but I've learned over the years that they can make a toilet bowl sparkle like cataract. And no one can pull fruit from the vine without even damaging the plant like a good Mexican. By the same token, I wouldn't trust my legal, financial, or health affairs to anyone other than a bagel eater. Now, regarding the blood of the lamb, we do have some of that which has been preserved over the years, just as we have several vials of the seed of Jesus. But I really don't think, Jack, you make enough money to afford either, frankly.
Well, Brother Harry, it has been an even more delightful experience than it has been in the past, and we want to encourage everybody to pay a visit to LandoverBaptist.org or LandoverBaptist.com. Go to YouTube and view all the Betty Bowers DVD videos that are available there. Terrific. Thank you, Brother Harry.
We turn or burn.
Turn or burn. And we will be back with more of the Jackie Jett Show on 1360 AM Rational Radio. Next up, Miss Belinda Carlisle. It's good.